Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, greetings in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I am your host. I am the Archbishop, Dr. Marcia Karen Smith Abrams Almasi. I thank you so much for tuning in to today's broadcast. I thank you all for your faithfulness to the Lord God Almighty through our precious, through His precious Son, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. We thank you so much for being with us all these many years. And I look back at the time and where have all the time gone? Oh my gosh, we've been broadcasting since 2000. Yeah, it's amazing on not only this platform, but on others, and as well as doing the radio and television. The TV side had kind of went down and we just focused on the YouTube type of a set in. But we just thank God, you know, for everything. And I want to begin with prayer and praise to the one true and living God. And I just want to thank you all for just being faithful listeners to this broadcast. Now, I am driving, as I always have been, and, you know, God is allowing me to do the virtual ministry for so many years. And I just really want to thank God for giving me the opportunity to have a virtual ministry on and been a part of, and I'm so grateful. Some have came and some have gone, and then they have also really expanded, and I'm very glad to see how, you know, those that have gone on, you know, in ministry, how they have grown and developed within their own selves. And I just thank God, as I'm going to make a very just a blessed announcement today. I'm so excited for what God is doing in our lives and in your lives and my lives and ministry and ministerial settings. I thank God for God and the vision that He's given to me. And I thank God for all the people who listen and follow and subscribe and just, you know, take time to hear the word of God that's coming out of my lips and out of the lips of clay of many other broadcasters. I thank you. I appreciate you all. Okay, we're going to begin with prayer as we move forward into tonight's broadcast. So you'll be listening to me for the next 2 hours in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. All right, so Father God, I just want to take this time just to thank you, Lord God, for all that you are and who you are in my life. And thank you, Lord God, for just being a blessing, Lord God, a creative being that we can just rely on for everything, Lord God. All of the work that we have to do, you're there and you're helping us through. Thank you, Lord God, for this Friday. Thank you, Lord God, for this your awesomeness to us and your awesomeness to me. Thank you, Lord God, for protecting me as I drive over dangerous highways and byways, you know. I just thank you, Lord God, just for all things and the mighty name of Jesus. You're just so good, and I'm so grateful. Amen. A lot of people this month and last month, a lot of ministries have lost their mom, and, you know, it's really hard. Time has expired. The time has been fulfilled. God has said, well done, my good and faithful servants. You've done great things over small things, and you've been diligent. And so, you know, we as human beings do not ever want to lose a loved one, whether it's a mother that's very close to you or even a mother that's distant from you, father or sibling or friends, colleagues, co-workers. We don't want to lose anyone. We don't want to lose a husband, a spouse, wife. You know, you just don't want to lose anyone. You know, it's not a good feeling. But we thank God for those who have gone on before
And if you could just remember the good that they did while they were here on earth with you, I think that's a good way to keep your mind at peace and keep your mind at rest when we look to the hills from whence cometh our help. For our help cometh from the Lord that maketh the heavens and the earth. And to you all, those that are in bereavement, my condolences goes out to you. Again, you know, I do empathize and sympathize and understand what you're going through. Been there, the loss of my grandmother was very dear to my heart. The loss of my father, my brother, so many good people that I love. My uncle, you know, it's very hard. Your mother, yeah, all experience those things. So I know what you're going through. So my condolence goes out. My heartfelt, reading also reading with you. But I just encourage you just to remember the good and all the good times that you had, and even some of the bad times. You know, some of the times that individuals that were a part of your life have correct you and keep you out of harm's way, you know, and no one likes to be chastised, but it's always good when, you know, someone loves you, chastises you. Yeah, it's always good when someone who loves you chastises you. You may not like it, but it's happening. No one likes to be down or to be ridiculed, whether it's constructively or, you know, some of our loved ones are very critical with their words when they speak to us, and they don't mean no harm, as they say in North Carolina, but it's very harmful. It hurts. Words hurt, you know. So we thank God for the opportunity to just remember them, and I pray for you all that have a loved one that is gone home, and the family also, and the extended family. I pray for you all. In Jesus' name. So I have an excellent announcement, and I thank God. I had asked one of the apostles to give me some time to make this announcement, and it cut into her time, but she was ready to allow me, but it totally disrupted her time, and that I did not expect that it did happen, but we can thank God for her grace and her mercy that she gave one to me. So I can see this announcement. I'm very excited for what God is doing. He's opened up the opportunity for American Service to be able to hire. And I'm looking forward, you know, to moving forward in that venue. I've been wanting to do that for many, many years. When God first called me into ministry, I was in the process of just dealing with being a secular corporation, pointed in a different direction. I was obedient to the call on my life. I didn't ask any questions. But one thing I did ask the Lord, Lord God, do what you want me to do, but can I run the ministry as a business, God's business? Because people don't like paying their tithes and their offering. And I wasn't going into ministry for money, for the tithes or the offering, but I was positioning myself and petitioning to God that if I can run the business of God's business as a business, but people, you know, they're very serious about tithes when they have to clock in for payroll, you know, and I wanted to be able to have money in that when the person stands on the door, the faithful usher, to be able to pay them so that they can, you know, buy a pair of shoes for their little one, you know, the choir members to be paid, and, you know, that sing their heart out. I mean, really beautiful song. And many, many, many other positions in the church. I wanted to have it similar to a 9-to-5 operation, so that they can clock in, and so that they'll be on time to work, amen, for the kingdom of God. But in many, many But God was silent in answering me, you know, because I literally said, you know, Lord God, I'm trying to make $28 billion here with my company, and you call me to ministry, I will do it. You know, how much are you going to pay me, God, you know? God never answered me. But I kept on going, and without money or anything, we've been broadcasting on radio. We've been on, like I said, a little bit of TV for a short time. The money is very hard to keep that going without enough coming in. But I really didn't understand you needed advertising budgets to help sustain you. Didn't understand all that when we started. But by faith, you know, we went into the YouTube and been on the YouTube for many years, and I have now, I think, 500 subscribers. After all these years, I got 500 people that faithfully listen to the Word of God or whatever I put out on that channel, YouTube channel, like service television. And with the radio, it has so many subscribers and faithful listeners. Many ministries have come forward and been a part. And they come without money. They come not, you know, being paid. And they're faithful to their time. But now, with our transportation company, I'm looking forward to hiring individuals. And if you refer someone to come on board to work with the Mike Service transportation, you will get compensated, number one, you know, referral fee, but you will also position yourself to go on board, come on board as an employee, everyone you want to do, with hourly pay. Once that person that you have recruited and they came on and they got onboarded and they have done everything that they need to do, you know, in ministry or lay person choir, whatever position that, you know, they signed on for and they're going to be faithful in, and they're getting paid, you'll get a compensation also during that time, during that season. So it's a win-win for everyone. So that's one of the announcements. And when you get your employee handbook, it'll be broken down a little bit more in detail how your compensation would work. Everyone will be getting paid. Amen. So we've been in ministry for almost since 1993. So this is 2024. So that's 30 years, right? 31 years, something like that. I'm doing the math. But a long time, and our company has been established in a few months after the establishment of that vision. By June 12th of 1993, the change came. The anointing and all of that, and, I think that was the third or fourth time I was anointed and appointed and set aside to do God's work and to establish the church and many, many things, you know, to go forward. So I just thank God, you know, for being obedient to his word and being a part of the kingdom of God. And to me, is a part of the ministry, and there's no way I could have even compensate them for the time that they've spent with me. But, you know, we are all men and women of God who understand that our inheritance is a part of God's divine order, and God will provide for us. But it's also good to have income, because we live in a world, you know, but we are in this world, but we're not of the world. We may like, you know, we're accustomed to a certain standard of living, you know. And so money is needed. So I'm excited about being able to pay the referral contractors as they will come on board, whether they want to be W-2 employees with full benefits or independent contractors. The pay scale is still the same. And I need you to help me. I'm looking to hire pastors and different titles, evangelists, ministers, reverend, bishop, archbishop. And in so doing, the work of God, the kingdom, will go forward, you know. And so I need you, if you know someone that you know that they would qualify to be able to preach the gospel, teach the gospel, or they may just be a lay person, you know, and they have never been in ministry, never even thought about being in ministry. Such as myself, that was not one of my things that I had on my bucket list to do. I was far from it, you know, yet the call came on my life, you know, and it was just, you know, just being obedient to the call. A minister said, you know, that God told him, you know, to come and anoint me, and you were the one, and you know, I always questioned the one for what, you know, but whatever it is, I you know, took on that mantle, and, you know, I saw that person, I believe, one other time in my life when I went to visit his ministry and his church, and never saw that person ever again to this day. Amen. So the anointing with 93, I went to his church in 1996. And, I know how this person understands. So you never know, you know, how God works, but he does say in us that we entertain angels unaware. And I've always known that it's best to, you know, ounce of prevention is worth its weight. You know, it's ounce of prevention is better than a pound of cure. So I'd rather listen to someone who says something, and if it's of God, it'll never fall to the ground. And like I said, I've been doing ministry for more than 30 years, you know, and I've been living basically on the inheritance of God. And yes, I did have my military skin, you know. Military was a part of my life in federal government. Of course, but even while in the military on active duty, I was learning the walk of the trade, of the vocation of ministry. You know, it's been a amazing vehicle. These are the military machines, you know. So anyway, a lot of discipline, a lot of training, patience, and I thank God for being a part of the United States Department of Defense. Amen. So that is the announcement that I have today. I am hiring men and women of God to do ministry with pay, with compensation. And it's really good to level or have full benefits. That is insurance, health insurance, eye care, eye dental. I'm very thankful for the deposit that this person will have as well. So, again, I thank God for the blessing, and I thank God for the transportation company. So, with the transportation company, what I need you to do, if you decide to help me, is if you do a referral, if you refer someone who comes on station of $900 American dollars, for that referral, once they complete, you know, say, for example, I'll give you an example so you have a structure to go by verbally, but it will also be in writing. And for you to be one of my refer in person, you have to sign up as one of my affiliates so we can give you a link so you can send it out to people so that they can click on your link and so you will get the compensation. So it's not, so no one name individual, you know, it's like, you know, once the person refers the name, phone number, email, they're connected to the person who did the referral. And so then with that being said, they get that compensation of that $900 referral finder's fee, if you want to call it. I call it a referral agent. Right, so the individual that's hired, they have a certain quota to meet within a 90-day period. If I want them to work, they will learn and earn. While they're learning, they're also earning, right? And you that did a referral will receive after their 90 days is up. They have 90 days, but they can fulfill the quota in 30 days. So as soon as they meet that quota, that goal of whatever that X is, you know, with that null number, whatever that number is, you will get, you know, that $900 coming to your email or, you know, you sign up for the deposit directly or you want a check coming to you, bank certified check is coming to your address that you put directly. Your phone number, your email, and your address, but we need to contact you back to get that compensation out to you. All right? So don't, if you change your phone number, your email, so there's really no limit to the amount of people that you can refer to me. And the more people you refer, the more, you know, your income will be referral income. Anything over $600 is reportable to the IRS. So I will, it'll be reportable money, anything over $600. Of earned income, whether you're a W-2, if you do it by a W-2 employee, or you do it as an independent contractor. All right, so everyone in the ministry will be choir individual. A person who's in the choir, soprano, alto, tenor, baritone, you know, the vocalist, they sing, whether they sing a cappella or they sing like a duet, or they sing, you know, quartet, or whatever. They have a group singing going on. They get paid for their rehearsal time while they rehearse them, all right? So they'll clock in, and, you know, they'll go online and check in. They, you know, they check into the app, the application, right? Sign in that you're at choir rehearsal. If you don't sign in, you're not going to get paid. So make sure you sign in into the app before you start singing, warming up, or anything else. Amen. All right. So your practice after 2 hours, you get 2 hours pay based on the schedule, your wages schedule that you sign an agreement that you're willing to sing. You know, and get those compensation, not a large compensation, for the choir, like $7.25 or something per hour. All right, and then the if you sing during any function, whether it's a service at our organization or you go out to sing, you know, if you go out and you travel, your travel time. You know, that's part of your hourly rate for the choir gets paid. Friday, every Friday you're practicing and you work 2 hours. So every Friday you work 2 hours, four in a month. And if you sing on a Sunday, it's 4 Sundays or 5 Sundays, and you're at the church services, you're there during the time of service. You're getting paid during limited time as being there, because at any time the minister can call on the choir to sing, you know, throughout the service. So it's not just while you're singing vocally, it's during your entire attendance time of the church service. So a 2-hour worship service, and you're getting compensated for 2 hours during a worship service, right? So it's really, really simple to figure out, but again, you have to turn on the app and log in. Everything is about the application, so you've got to make sure you sign in. If you don't sign in, you know, there's no way to prove that you were there. So it's up to you, and no robots can do it. You can't call HR, and they won't be able to help you. This is your income and your pay, and it's something that you have to do, and it doesn't really take that much to sign in. So if you don't sign in, no compensation for you, okay? And you'll be upset. But the only person you can be upset with is yourself, because you're there to sign in. Now, if your app isn't working, you need to call in immediately to text the doll, reinstall, do all the troubleshooting. You know what to do. Everyone knows how to do and work with apps now. So make sure you troubleshoot and then call tech support and let them know your application is not working and you can't sign in. And then there would be, you'd be compensated, but you'll have to maybe somehow send pictures that you're there during the service or something, not a shop type of a thing, Photoshop. You have to be live activity or something. You have the video going on. You can see you at work. Really, really simple, basic stuff. That each minister and each position, please just give me a call at anytime, 562-443-1734 is my number. You can email me at mkscg1@gmail.com. I know a lot of people wanted me to make this announcement, and so I came on today to kind of clear up any confusion. Everyone seems to be excited about this opportunity to make income as ministry, and I'm very grateful to be a part of Learn While You Earn. Amen. At every level, every stage of ministry, and prayerfully, that little bit that you're getting will help a little bit, with your regular life. Things that you need, and I think it works very well. We will pay very well. I think the choir is the example that I gave is I think that's the lowest pay that I have on the pay scale. But everyone will be compensated very well. And again, I thank you all for tuning in to tonight's broadcast, and I thank you for all the referrals that you'll send my way. I really appreciate that. The referral individual, they really will get compensated very well. Because without you, I this operation is just basically going to be non-existent, right? So I have a very high pay for a referral person. And that's the reason why it's very high, but it's not something that you can live off of forever, because once you refer, you want to refer 1 million individuals to work for the Mikey Service Transportation, where you'll be kind of busy for a long time, right? But it's usually your friends and family that you tell about the opportunity, and then they will sign on it or not. All right. So again, thank you. you, thank you, thank you. I'm very excited about this opportunity. And with the ministers that are coming forward and coming on board, my vision is to basically lead a global community, actually, of Native America is what I'm trying to do, because there's so many people in need. There's a lot of homeless, and my intention is to eradicate the homeless situation that's going on in America. Amen. And I think we can do it as a nation. But to do what needs to be done, they also need income. So for helping me to find pastors and individuals to the highest level in ministry, that is basically to have a paycheck, how do the pay structure work? Okay, an individual can get paid up to 7 times a day. If you're an independent contractor, you can, from your app, you can get paid up to 7 times a day. Your daily, daily pay, we pay daily, if you structure, you want bi once a week, we could do it that way. If you want bi weekly, you want once a month, well, however you want your pay to come, you will let us know. Amen. The monies that takes care and cover your full benefits is technically a part of your payroll, but you don't receive those funds because those funds goes towards paying for your insurance and so on and so forth. The company takes care of some of your insurance needs, and you would also elect whichever insurance that you want to pay. The premiums you have to pay out of your pocket and so forth, okay? And many other benefits that you will have. It will have everything. But those income from that is your pay is going to take care of your in your pay. So, for example, if say you receive $14 an hour, right, you physically receive that $14, but your benefits is literally equal $60, per hour, but you only see $14. Well, the benefits are something that you cannot say, I want to opt out of. It goes towards education. It goes to many, many things. So that you will be able to go to school or, give that opportunity to someone that you love, but it's not money that you can spend. Okay, so I'll explain that. That will also be in your handbook. Make sure you find the handbook. And everyone that is coming on board, onboarding, will have to also sign a notarized document and a certificate of affidavit. I need those affidavits signed and notarized and send back to me immediately. All right? And we want to get started. So I'm looking forward to helping America as we help each other, because I believe as ministers, if we don't help the people that's here on earth that we can see, how are we going to help ourselves in heaven and telling God all that we've done and we didn't even help our brothers or our sisters, So you got to give love to those who you see here on earth, and they will enjoy you as a pastor if they see that you really care by feeding them and giving them clothing or, giving them all kind of different stuff that we will get donated to us, right? And even housing some of the individuals that may need that, many, many things, this thing that Mikey Services is doing has been done before. Other businesses are doing it, other church, other ministries have been doing it very well. Make kudos to the Salvation Army and the Catholic Church and many other ministries have been doing this. But it's my time now to do what God has given me and allowing me to do. I'm very excited to
to be a part of the help so that we can basically eradicate homelessness and make sure that everyone is fed on a daily basis, you know, and housed so they don't have to live under the bridge or, but if they want to live under the bridge or under a box or whatever, or in a tent, well, that's up to them. This is America, you know. But still having to hear the word of God, their stomach is fed and they look good. They're washed, they're bathed, and they have clean clothes and clean shoes, clean hats, clean socks and gloves and, you know, a nice clean coat. They feel good about themselves when they have all these things. That is total ministry. Then they'll listen to the word of God, you know. And you give them food to eat, then they'll listen to the word of God, you know. But how can they hear without the preacher? So we really need the ministers come forward. So if you have an unction, if you have a call on your life, if you've been feeling that something is pulling you, please, please give me 31734. And also you can email me at mkspcz1@gmail.com. And I love to get you signed up and get you started. And I'll take this broadcast and I'll be sending it out to many people. You can send this broadcast out to others if you think that they may be interested in being a part of the ministry, miking service. We are a virtual ministry. So most of the time, I would say our pastors will be able to do ministry from their home. You know, you don't need to run out and get a building and all of that. And you will take care of your nucleus of 10, you know, to 500. I think that's the largest, I think. That's a lot of weight, taking care of 500 people. But thank you for listening. This is the Archbishop Dr. Marcia Karen Smith Abrams Almasi. Want to just say kudos to all. Thank you to everyone. A lot of people have helped me along the way, and it's just so grateful. I'm so grateful for all the help that I've received. It's really, really amazing run now to be able to be an employer to employ God's people. Amen. So let us pray, and I will bid you a good night. Father God, I thank you for the time to do this broadcast. I thank you, Lord God, for the opportunity to speak to your people everywhere, those that will hear this broadcast tonight, and those that will later on when they download the link. I thank you, Lord God, for giving them understanding. Thank you, Lord God, for wisdom, your knowledge, and definitely, Lord God, I thank you, Father, for the power of the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord God, for your precious Son, Jesus Christ, his shed blood on Calvary's cross. Thank you, Lord God, for giving us a heart of righteousness, Lord God, spirit of truth and honesty and integrity. Thank you, Lord God, for helping me to help your people, Lord God, to eat and to have bread and to have income so that they can take care and minister even to themselves if they don't want to care for other people. It can be a pastor of one. Amen. Praise God and bless his holy name until prayerfully they will maybe stop being shy and go out and minister to one more person, you know, maybe their spouse or their brother or their sister. But we just thank you, Father, for all those that listen tonight. Thank you, Lord God, for this month of April, April 12th, 2024. Well, God bless you, and I pray that the Lord will bless you. I pray that the Lord will keep you. I pray that the Lord will make his face to shine upon you. I pray that he'll give you peace, perfect peace, and good health. And it is in Jesus' name that I pray. Amen. All right. Good night, everyone. God bless you.